1-2, Ohtani sends one in the air, the other way, back it goes, gone! One-of-a-kind player, one-of-a-kind season, Shohei Ohtani starts the 50-50 club!
Scenes last night in L.A.
When was all that happening? Like 1 a.m.?
Sorry, it was at Miami.
It was at Miami?
It was Miami, yeah. I saw the outfield. Like, that's Miami. That's not L.A. Well, I'm sure there were scenes in L.A.
Did he hit the home run, the winning home run into the fish tank? And then all the fans dove in for the ball? It'd be a pretty expensive ball, whoever got that.
50-50 club for Ohtani. Jeremy and Joe, good morning.
I saw a stat of the day last night that Ohtani, who's having like a historic season that we've never seen before, by like offensive rating or something, I don't even remember what it was, it would be the 11th best offensive season of Barry Bonds' career.
Love it. That's great.
The season he's having would be 11th best for Barry Bonds. It's insane. Anyways, not to take credit away from Ohtani.
No,
what
not
he did
at all.
Is insane.
Good morning. Happy Friday. It's Football Friday. Football Friday on WGR, brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, start your game day the Crosby's way. I think we're getting Crosby's Pizza today, which is exciting.
Oh,
morning,
that's right.
Morning pizza in here. A quick congratulations to Howard Simon. Saw him yesterday. He picked the Bills. And we also saw him yesterday inducted to the Buffalo Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame. Went to the dinner last night. Had a chance to see him, the whole family.
Nice. Speech was good.
Yeah. They didn't give him much time, but he was late to get off. As you
was
might,
he?
Yeah,
perfect. Yeah. Absolutely.
They told
perfect.
Him 3 minutes. He probably went like seven.
Yes.
Which
let's
is
go, Howard.
Standard, you know?
Did they try to play him off with music?
Yeah.
Was there a light or something?
Did someone get in his ear and tell him to go to break?
Yeah, go to break. Come on. Somebody else is up. Somebody else got to go. But a great night to honor him and celebrate him. So congratulations to him. 803-0550. Okay. So I want to have a conversation that does not suggest that the NFL is going to make a change, but is rather going, I don't know, Joe. I'm obsessed with pointing out how often sports change their rules for the benefit of the sport. Kyle wrote in this morning, you know, kind of snarky, why not put soccer goals on the ice? Let's rework Augusta to 25 or 30 under, you know, to have more offense. Because it's my belief, I'm going to tell you all the time, that in conversations about football, offense is the main character. Defense exists as a supporting cast member. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it is. Offense is the main character. I know defense is important. I know they have just as many players. I know there's defensive head coaches. I know that nobody wants to hear that defense is not as important. But to the product, selling games, offense is the main character. Offense is the star of the show. When you pulled up that at the beginning of the season, 32 teams hoping to go to the Super Bowl, and they had one player from each team, right?
Yeah.
What's the ratio of offense to defense? Was it like 24-8?
Oh, it was maybe even more than that.
Right.
Yeah, it was like five defensive players. Maybe.
Everybody's got a good defensive player on their team. Most teams do.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. Offense is the star of the show. Last night's about Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, Aaron Rodgers, he's on track. So that's the first part of this, about this conversation about explosive plays. Anyway.
Right. The highlights, go open up, because I'm in agreement with you on this. Like, you pull up on YouTube the highlights of any game. You want to watch the highlights last week from Saints and Cowboys. There might have been a super impressive defensive stop in that game where the guards got blown back by the defensive tackles, and it was a loss of four on the play. Guess what you're not going to see in that 11-minute highlight reel? You're not going to see that play. You're going to see Derek Carr throwing 50-yard touchdowns on that highlight reel. You don't see defensive highlights when you go to a highlight reel, what are those videos designed for? It's not the guy that's looking for the film breakdown. Why did this work the way? It's just, hey, let me catch up on what happened in the league yesterday. And what are you going to get shown? You're going to get shown all the touchdowns and all the big offense plays.
Yeah, scoring matters. And the league's trying to get the right mix of it. Sal told us yesterday in our conversation, he's been on a conference call with the league, talked about the right amount of scoring. So anyway, what I wanted to get to was this. How many changes have you forgotten about? Because As Mel Kiper yesterday turned the internet and the sports media world on its side by suggesting that two high safeties were outlawed, which is not happening, you forget how many things were changed. The NHL, let's go to the NHL first, to improve their product. They introduced the trapezoid.
Yep.
They eliminated the two-line pass. They call penalties sometimes. They,
There was a moment where they called them all the time.
All the time.
But they stopped that.
They, in addition, they created an over-the-glass penalty.
Yep.
Don't forget about that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you flip it over the glass, it's a power play.
Mm-hmm.
That they just made that up. That was not a rule in the constitution of the game. The NHL just made it up to say we need more scoring. We need more offense. And we'll either get a power play, or it'll be harder to clear the zone, or it's an icing.
Is 3-on-3 overtime fall under this category?
Yes.
3-on-3 overtime?
It's not quite regulation, but in order to improve the product of their game and to get outcomes, they started taking players off the ice.
Mm-hmm.
That's just hockey, what hockey has done. Then there's, of course, football.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Football's made a lot of one of my favorite ones to point out, if you want to go to the other football, soccer eliminated the ability to pass it back to the goalie. You can't pass it back to your goalie with your feet. That was created.
He can't pick it up, though, right?
That's like what I mean.
You
can't, a goalie cannot pick up a pass going back
his hands.
Right.
Yeah.
That was just created.
Yep.
It was not part of the constitution of soccer. They decided it's too easy to play defense. You can't do that anymore.
Someone had that idea first. They went to a room and said, hey, guys, why don't we do this?
We have to do this.
And
do you know what you got from that? Much like if you get Bill Belichick on television today talking about how it would ruin the game if you eliminated two high safeties, which, again, is not happening. I'm going to keep saying that's not happening. Sir Alex Ferguson on that change to soccer and what would happen. It was all the big, this is going to ruin the sport. It's over. It's over for us if we do this. Football with hits to the head, hits to the knees of the quarterback. Football with hits to defenseless receivers. But everything, all these rule changes, always to improve the product. So the conversation that Mel Kiper sparked yesterday, for me, it got to, well, if the NFL ever needs to improve the product, they're going to do it. And the number of times that I got in response a straw man argument, like, oh, why don't we just make the end zones 50 yards big? Like, no one wants that.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to continue to make sure that they give a good product, because it is not supposed to be an actual evolution. These sports do not get to where they are out of evolution. They get to where they are, and they evolve under the rules that the league creates. Now, the evolution of a roster is different because kickoffs are different.
Right.
Your roster didn't evolve to have these players. The league said, here's a new rule, and then the league responds to that. Ineligible linemen downfield penalties. You have to adjust to that. Earlier this year, for about 5 minutes, we thought that they had made the cheat motion the Dolphins started to use, made it illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out they did not make it illegal. If they had, the league would have had to evolve and get steered in a certain direction. So I just found so much of yesterday's blowback for Kiper to be misplaced, because we are constantly watching these leagues guide the sport.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA, of course, added a three-point line. Imagine trying to do that today.
Yeah.
So I love it. I think it's interesting. And I don't know.
The next step, though, is the thing that I always get tripped up on.
Like, what happens next?
If all that's true, and we do get to a point where the league says, all right, we would like to tinker with this, right? We don't need to go too far where, you know, at touchdowns are 10 now, you know, and they're 50 yards bigger. You don't need to go that far with it. Let's tinker. They get to that point. What is the answer to what's happening right now? How do you make teams decide, all right, it's worth throwing these balls down the field again? It's worth throwing the ball 70% of the time again. How do you get there? Because what Kuiper said was, Kuiper had a solution. He had an answer, and maybe that people thought he went too far, which was basically you don't let safeties line up more than, he didn't even put a yard number.
He just kind of capped it. Like maybe it's 20 yards.
20 yards. You don't let them line up further than 20 yards past the line of scrimmage. Like, okay, I don't know that that's nuts. I don't think that they would do that, but again, I don't really have a counter. Like, if they don't do that, then what are you going to do? Are you going to limit them even more, defenders, to, you can't, they already kind of can't touch receivers, right, when the ball's in the air. So, like, I can't really take that away. It's already been taken away.
It is difficult to play defense. There's no doubt about
it. Yeah, so it's like I've already taken away so much of what they can do. I don't know what the next rule that would be a tinkering rule would even look like. It's tough, right? Like, maybe Kuiper's on it. Maybe it is. You can't line up more than 20 yards past the line of scrimmage. Maybe that is it. Maybe he's on it.
803-0550. What is the most dramatic change you would support? I mean, Kuiper suggested a big one. Anyone got a big dramatic change you would support?
Like the sidelines further apart?
Well, I don't know. Like, Yeah. Power plays at the end of a game. If you get a penalty called with 3 seconds left, the game gets extended for the full power play. That'd be mine.
Wait, this isn't football?
No, that's hockey.
Sorry.
3 seconds left of the game, you could call for hooking. The game is extended.
You said hooking, right,
the game is extended to the end of your penalty. That's what I
yes.
would. I would do that.
Yeah,
it's blasphemy, but I would do that.
How about in football, you get a penalty the next play, you got to play with 10.
All right,
there we go. It's a one play power play.
All right, maybe the whole show will be Let's Get Stupid. Steve will get to your call right on the other side. We got to get a break in. 803-0550 on WGR.